That's not a sound from the ocean depths. That is, of course, the final decaying chord on the Beatles' epic A Day in the Life. Three of the Fab Four hit the same major E chord as hard as possible on three different pianos at once, and George Martin, the so-called fifth Beatle, struck the same chord on the studio's harmonium, just to see what would happen. George Martin's death was announced today. He was 90. You can hear in that chord from A Day in the Life some of what made Martin the fifth Beatle, his classical training. Martin convinced Paul McCartney to put violins in Yesterday and Eleanor Rigby and to use a marching band on Yellow Submarine. He also encouraged audio experimentation, playing tape backwards, sticking microphones underwater. Experimentation was a necessity, George Martin once told the BBC.
Way back in the 60s, you know, you didn't have any samplers and you didn't have any gimmicks that you have today. You had just a bit of tape and a machine that went on. So if you wanted to create something new, you had to be a little bit inventive.
Ivo van der Werf was witness to that inventiveness. He played viola with the Medici Quartet when they recorded with George Martin.
He was a wonderful person and so easy to work with. And one of the things that struck us as soon as we stepped into the studio, George had a real sense of sound. You know, sometimes when you're in a studio, you take quite a long time to get a decent quartet sound, to get the balance right. And with George, it happened within minutes. He knew exactly the sound he wanted. He knew how to place the microphones. And, you know, we might do one or two test takes. We'd go and have a listen, and it happened very, very quickly. And, of course, we were recording in what was then a fairly new Air Studios in London that he'd set up. And this was back in the early 90s. Mm. So it was very special for us to record in his studio with a wonderful acoustic there. And to have George as a producer and sound engineer, and his son Giles was helping out as well. So it was a family affair there.
Right, double trouble. From my own love of the Beatles, I've always gotten the sense that George Martin was experimental and playful, but also very, very serious, almost obsessive. Am I wrong?
No, not at all. He was totally serious. And the way he worked with us was very meticulous, but also very easy. Of course, he would tell us things that were incorrect or wrong, but the way he did it was so nice, and we felt very comfortable working with him. And that's a great thing, because when you're sitting in the studio, of course, you know, you're on the edge, you've got to perform. And he was very encouraging towards that, and it was just a joy to work with him. He was such a gentleman, very, very nice man.
Before the Beatles, he had this classical music background. He had perfect pitch. He learned to play the piano, I read, on his own, and then went to the Guildhall School of Music, where he played oboe. And then he brings this classical sensibility to rock and roll, where, you know, you've got a string quartet playing on Yesterday.
That's right.
Talk a little bit about how he was perceived within the classical world.
You know, of course, everyone knows him, and the whole world knows him for his contributions to the Beatles. But he set up Air Studios, and a lot of films have been recorded there. So a lot of classical musicians who have taken part in this film session to know George, not just through his recordings, but through setting up these wonderful studios. And they know his contributions to their livelihoods, literally. And he has the absolute utmost respect from all classical musicians, because he had the classical musical background, and he understood what we as classical musicians were trying to do, but he could also involve that into the more pop culture, if you like, that he also was involved with.
Classical music, the world is less well-heeled, shall we say, than the big-money rock and roll pop music world. Is there going to be something lost with George Martin now? Because he was kind of able to leverage some of those resources for, you know, classical players.
I think it would be a big loss. But of course, his studios are still there, thankfully, as a testament to him. So that's his legacy to us, really. And I think all of us who work with him will have this memory of a wonderful, warm human being who really knew what he was about and was just a joy to work with.
Ivo van der Werf, a violist and a former member of the Medici Quartet, who recorded with George Martin. Thank you for your thoughts today, Ivo.
Thank you.
Medici Quartet there with Eleanor Rigby, production courtesy of George Martin. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Until tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.